Richard with Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and also our news editor, Pat Septak, working on a few stories as we get ready for the weekend. It is going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. However, there is a heads-up and alert for a situation that started in Penn Hills, Pat. That's right. What are you working on?
Yeah, police are searching for a man who's accused of firing shots at police officers in Penn Hills. Apparently, this started Thursday morning when police were monitoring this man, and they were keeping an eye on his vehicle. And then as they left the scene, the man noticed that he was being watched. And he followed them, and police are saying that he fired shots at the vehicle. So luckily, nobody hit, nobody hurt, but the search continues.
All right, and another story that's getting a lot of attention, when Sarah Inamorato, Allegheny County Executive, announced her budget, you know, there's always pushback.
Yes.
And it's County Council's job to vet that.
That's right.
Or approve or reject. And now we have another pushback.
Absolutely, yeah. Last night was the first of three public hearings that are being held on the budget. Council members are they're listening to department heads, getting their input. And one of them last night was the DA, Stephen Zappala. And he made a pretty bold statement saying that the budget is biased against police, saying that it's the police department and the DA's office are underfunded. So we're going to be hearing more about that.
And by the way, it was actually the assistant deputy DA, I think, the first deputy assistant DA.
Okay.
Yeah, that represented Zappala. But, you know, the message is clearly coming from him.
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, anytime you talk about first raising taxes, which raised the ire and interest of a lot of people, when you haven't had that happen in over a decade for property taxes, the pushback was immediate.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's going to be two more public hearings at the end of the month, so we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, if you're thinking about, oh, my taxes are going to go up, I live in Allegheny County, just hold on. It's not over yet.
Well, right. The fact remains that reporting that we had this week from the council president, Pat Catena, said that this thing is dead on arrival in terms of the tax increase, and I would imagine that they're going to have to hammer out something lower that works. And Catena also wants to talk about budget cuts at a time when the county executive is proposing a 3% across the board, a 3% increase in general spending, at a time when there's going to be a deficit, a projection of $81 million.
And they're throwing it under the bus, the previous administration.
Yeah, so yeah, right.
Inherited
yeah.
all that. All right, we'll see where that goes. And, of course, we continue to be in the bullseye for the candidates. How about this little factoid? Donald Trump Regional Airport, Arnold Palmer, mm-hmm. out there in Westmoreland County tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Former president has visited 7 counties in the region: Armstrong, Butler, Cambria, Fayette, Indiana, Somerset, and Westmoreland, and add Allegheny if he comes to the Steelers game on Sunday. This will be the 6th time that he's been in the region just since July. His previous stops include, remember, Sprankle's grocery store in mm-hmm. Katanning? That was, you know, kind of a...
That's the place where he gave the one person who was checking out a $100 bill to help them pay for the groceries, apparently a parent of three.
And so we continue to be really all kidding aside, Pittsburgh in particular and the immediate region, they haven't been any other place as much and all foreign. J.D. Vance was just at the Pennsylvanian.
Yes.
And Tim Walz was here this week. Kamala Harris supposed to come back.
Liz Cheney was at the speaker's.
Yeah, and Paul's given it, what, the over-under on appearances here between now and Election Day, November 5th? Would you say?
I'm going to say a dozen between the four candidates.
Wow.
I believe that we'll get 3 visits from each in the next 18 days.
That's incredible.
It's possible.
Well, they say
the way they've been going.
As Pennsylvania goes, so goes the country, right?
Yeah, and Tim Walz was at Acrisure Stadium earlier this week, and apparently Donald Trump will be Sunday night. Steelers and Jets, national TV audience. But an interesting sidebar we mentioned, Pat, in the last half hour, is the fact that the Jets owner, Robert Wood Johnson, was appointed ambassador to the United Kingdom by Donald Trump when he was in office. So if you were thinking he'll be spinning a terrible towel, maybe not. He kind of would want to remain neutral, don't you think?
You would think.
Because he's obviously spent many, many years, has a big footprint in New York, in the Jersey area, with the Jets.
Very true.
And if he appointed the owner ambassador to the United Kingdom, it's unlikely he would want to offend him by showing favoritism for the Steelers. So, I don't want to talk about it.
It's kind of in a pickle there.
Yeah, right? All right, Pat, thanks for the up. Yesterday, will it be a game changer for what's going on in the Middle East? As it was announced that the man who masterminded last year's October 7th terrorist attack on Israel was taken out by the Israelis.
Yes, it was Yahya Sinwar. This happened as he was above ground, apparently got into a skirmish with some Israeli soldiers, ran into a building, a tank fired into the building and damaged it. He was wounded either by the gunfight or the round from the tank. The Israelis flew a drone into that building to see what was going on. They weren't going to put their people inside. And they found Sinwar sitting in a chair in the living room, obviously stunned and wounded. He tried to throw something at the drone. They removed the drone, and there was another strike on the building, and it collapsed, and he was found in the rubble.
Jeez, that's so unbelievably high tech on one hand.
I actually looked at the video before coming to work this morning.
You saw it?
Yeah. Yep.
So they fly this drone in, spot him.
Yep.
And are able to take him out.
Yep.
Wow. So I guess the question a lot of people have is, and there's a direct link to Pittsburgh with the large Jewish community here, mm-hmm. and the people that are wanting some kind of broker a peace,
well,
of some sort.
The fact that this guy, Sinwar, was really kind of the mastermind, one of the key people behind the October 7th attacks, and he was of the opinion that they should start doing suicide bombings again, that this was not a person who was going to be making any kind of peace. So perhaps you're right. Perhaps there is an opening here. Or maybe not. I heard one report, one expert say that his brother would be in position to take control of Hamas. I don't know why his brother would think any differently, but...
Well, the X factor in this is there are hostages.
101.
And 7 of those are Americans. So that's... And the report was he was using them as human shields up until...
Along with his own people.
...this point. So we're going to... try to check in with retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
Well, I've got a couple questions I can't wait to ask the Colonel about this thing.
He's very knowledgeable, and you know, the larger question for all of us is, what does this mean for getting pulled into some kind of larger conflict with Iran? You've got Lebanon. You've got, you know, and for most people here, you hear about it, but how will it directly affect you?
We just had a military strike, a bombing run to take out some of the Houthis' materiel. This was just this week. B-2 bombers, the stealth bombers.
Meanwhile, President Biden is in Germany today. He left yesterday. He's scheduled to meet with the country's president and chancellor. The chancellor, Olaf Scholz, they're scheduled to make joint statements. And that should be coming out really any time now this morning. Obviously, they're 5 hours ahead of us. And also, completely away from politics or heavy news, I thought this story was interesting because so many people have heard about what's going on in college athletics when it comes to name, image, and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
How it's been a game changer, where it's basically the Wild West. Schools can pay athletes and have been paying athletes. Schools have been luring other players from other schools to come with money and promises of other things.
And players are abandoning the schools they're attending to go chase bigger money.
Right. If you're not playing, then you're likely to want to go somewhere else. And we've seen this happen, and it's changed the landscape of college athletics, particularly football and basketball. But as of today, college athletes can begin applying to be paid out of a $2.78 billion NCAA settlement. If finalized, the deal would allow the biggest schools to establish a pool of about $21.5 million in the first year to distribute money to athletes through a revenue-sharing plan.
I wonder how retroactive this is. I wonder if an athlete who played 5 years ago and was a starter, right,
yeah,
is going to get a cut of this or what?
There is a cutoff. I don't know what the date is. I will find out, but a hearing for this is set. Now, get this, April next year.
Oh, man.
So all the athletes playing in football and then playing through March Madness in basketball, you won't know until April which way it's going to go.
Larry, I've got one thing I'd like to throw in, but I just found, I ran across it about 10 minutes ago. It's a new story on AI, and it's an actual use of AI that really surprised me. The Treasury Department has an AI-powered fraud detection system, and they say it prevented or helped recover more than $4 billion in taxpayer money in the last year. Treasury spokesman refused to provide specific examples of how they're deploying AI to stop the fraud, but the department plans to share its techniques with other federal agencies. How about that?
So there is always this great angst when you hear about artificial intelligence. I know that they've done shows, specials on 60 Minutes and otherwise about the pros and cons. The genie's out of the bottle, so you're not going to stop development of AI. But this is a way that they can utilize it to push back on some of the fraud. Now, as soon as the people perpetrating the fraud figure it out how to use AI in their favor,
yeah,
it's back and forth all the time.
Well, in terms of looking for the fraud, Treasury has just joined the IRS in doing this. They've already been doing it at the Internal Revenue Service. So if apparently they're getting the artificial intelligence to look at returns or to look at paperwork and applications for any kind of aid, and they're apparently able to spot the fraud.
Interesting. And keep in mind, this was an important week starting on Monday where they had an AI, Artificial Intelligence Horizon Summit at Bakery Square where the brightest minds in this field were assembled here and where some major investment is to take place that may make Pittsburgh the hub for all of this. Lots of festivals, pumpkin patches, brew pubs, things to do, culminating with the Steelers-Jets Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium. And joining us, Channing Powell, who's the woman behind MadeInPGH.com. Channing, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me today.
So that's kind of your job, is to keep your fingers on the pulse of Pittsburgh.
Right. Made in PGH is such a fun, unique platform, and we love being a resource to navigate the city. We promote local events, we put on our own events, and we work with small businesses to help advertise for them on our social media platform at Made in PGH.
So what's going on this weekend? What are some of the highlights?
So this one is kind of different that I wanted to touch upon. Spaceburg. It's a one-day event. It's a festival happening tomorrow from noon to 8 in Market Square, and it's a free event for all ages. The mission is to inspire and educate the public about the wonders of space through engaging activities and interactive exhibits. And one thing that I kind of learned through learning about this event is Pittsburgh really is an emerging space city with significant advancements in robotics, astronomy, and space science. So this is really exciting. You get to meet a real-life NASA astronaut and get his autograph and talk to him, ask him questions. There will be live music and food and space-themed brews from local breweries. So this is kind of a unique, exciting event for tomorrow in Market Square.
And Channing, I've learned over the years, Pittsburgh has played a major role in the space program since the very beginning with a number of innovations, including, I mean, it may sound simple, but there's no wind or an atmosphere on the moon. They came up with a way to put the flag up so it looks like it's starched by wind. And that was one of the many innovations that came right out of Pittsburgh.
Yet another reason to be proud of where we're from, Larry.
Yeah, well, and I've also met a lot of spacemen in my life, but that's a different story. Meanwhile,
another exciting, you know, reason to be excited to be from Pitt is that we're 6-0. University of Pittsburgh football haven't been since 1982. I think I learned that fun fact from you, but we'll see what we could do with Syracuse next Thursday. But it was an exciting game last weekend, and excited that we're 6-0.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are enjoying that. But the off week for Pitt, again, this is their second. In fact, there'll be three Saturdays in the season where they don't play, including next Saturday, because they're playing next Thursday night at Acrisure.
Right.
You mentioned Syracuse comes to Pittsburgh. What else is going on?
We are bringing our Best Bites event downtown on December 7th. We're going to have about 15 participating bars and restaurants, each preparing their best sampling menus for you. So our tickets go on sale in a couple weeks. Stay tuned on madeinpgh.com/bestbites and at madeinpgh on Instagram. We're really excited to bring our foodie tasting tour to downtown Pittsburgh. There's a ton of exciting bars and restaurants that are really ready to showcase their best bite or best cocktail for you on this tour. So be on the lookout. It's on December 7th. We will be launching tickets in a couple weeks.
All right, Channing. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend.
Channing Fowle from Made in PGH. Check them out, madeinpgh.com. After the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, who's a CBS military analyst, kind of sort through for us, Paul, as we talked about earlier. The breaking news yesterday was what happened in Gaza.
Yes, and I've just been doing some interesting reading about Gaza and what's next. What do the Israelis do, Larry? We've got to find out what McCausland thinks about this. Are they going to use this as a time to bring the hostilities to an end? Or are they going to go into Rafah? This is where they found Sinwar. This is where the Egyptian weapons flow into Gaza from, is Rafah. The international community has warned the United, including the United States, has warned that an invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. But Benjamin Netanyahu he's not listening. He's doing his own thing. This is really interesting. And this particular person I was just reading said, by going into Rafah, they can end the fighting. He thinks that they can end the fighting. They'll never get rid of Hamas, but they'll be able to end the fighting.
Well, there are still the big question is the hostages. I think if there weren't hostages, we'd be talking about a different story.
Well, this is where they found the four hostages dead, was in Rafah, and the belief is that they're being held there now, the 101 who remained. So that could be part of an operation there. I don't know, but I'm very interested to hear what Jeff McCausland has to say. The colonel has plenty of experience in this area.
Also coming up in our next hour, he's the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, Brian Batko, and, you know, he's there every day. Steelers, you know, practice and checking this out. And I think it's a real strategy for the team not to say who's starting on Sunday night.
Because the Jets have to prepare for not one now, but two quarterbacks.
And, you know, that it's not unheard of, obviously, but it's not real common.
And the possibility, besides that, of having to cover Justin Fields in an offensive formation when he's not playing quarterback. Might be a player or two like that, right?
Yeah, and Coach Tomlin was asked about it earlier this week.
I'm sure at some point, but I hadn't decided, you know, who gets the ball first. That sort of minutia has been undecided.
Minutia.
Coach, all due respect, it's not minutiae here. This is a big deal.
Everybody is talking about this. All football fans.
It's funny. Even people that are just, you know, casual fans have mentioned it. You know, people have asked about it quite a bit this week. So part of the intrigue, it should be a great night Sunday for football. Weather-wise, we don't have to worry about hellacious storms like we did 2 weeks ago with the delays of the game and all that went with that. So it'll be a good way to cap the weekend. Sit down and watch some Steelers football with lots of intrigue.